6 and 34 slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank document. Here is the translated text as follows. 602X, American State Trials. The boys were gunning in the woods and coaxed him to go with them. As he walked from the house in front of him, he shot him in the back. He returned and told little Elizabeth, 17, to come with him and gather some strawberries. When they got down to the field, he stunned her with a stone and then strangled her. He went back to the farm and watched for the wife, Rosanna, who was making bread in the kitchen, to come to the door. When she did, he fired and wounded her in the arm. He ran into the house after her and asked her who shot her. She said she did not know, so he induced her to lie down on a bed, where he stunned her with an axe and then cut her throat. He now searched the house for money, finding only $7 or $8. He observed the eldest son, John, 21, coming home and shot him as he approached the house, dragging the body inside and hiding it under a bed, after taking all the money on his person, about $10. He now lay in wait for the husband, intending, if he succeeded in killing him, to collect all the bodies in the house and burn them, house and all. After this extraordinary confession, the criminal was again hanged, and this time until he was dead. The trial, in the court of Oyer and Terminer for Huntingdon County, Huntingdon, Pennsylvania, August, 1840. Honorable Thomas Burnside. Judges. Honorable Joseph Adams, August 12th. The prisoner had been previously indicted for the murder in Cromwell Township, Huntingdon County, of Rosanna. Bibliography. Trial of Robert McConaughey, together with his confession and execution, who murdered his six relatives, the mother, sister, and four brothers of his own wife, on Saturday, May 30th, 1840, in Huntingdon County, Pennsylvania, to which is added the judge's charge and sentence and an address to the reader, Philadelphia, 1840. Burnside Thomas, 1782-1851, judge. Born near Newton Stewart, County Tyrone, Ireland, immigrated with his father's family to America in 1793.